After nearly 15 years in business, I realized that our branding, including my personal, has kind of been an epic fail. Join me as I walk through how I discovered what we're changing. We're totally using ourselves as an example. Learn as we go along.
Welcome to the Content Toolbox Podcast, intended to equip and encourage experienced business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Jen Neal, entrepreneur, coach, active business owner, tech lover and nerd, and founder of the Content Activation Method. Now enough of this, let's get to the good stuff.
If you're new here, I'm Jen Neal, owner of Formula Done and founder of the Content Activation Methodology. So what does that mean? Well, we help online business owners find and attract more qualified traffic from online sources using the content that you already have. Sounds pretty amazing, right? If you want to learn more, check out some of the other awesome videos that we have on our channel. Make sure that you hit like, add some comments, and bing, 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 make sure you subscribe. All right, let's get going. So you guys have heard me talk before about Catherine Jones and part of her program that I was in. I've gone through the steps, and let me tell you what, when we got to the part where she's talking about branding for companies and matching it up, I'm like, no problem. I got this. I'm totally all over it. I've had the same brand for 13 years or so. So like, I got this dialed in. I know my colors. I know my brand. I know everything, right? Well, I went to an event recently that pretty much kind of slapped me across the face and went, hey, wake up. It's time to pay attention. So that's exactly what I did. And let me tell you what, once I actually started paying attention, the results were enough to make me consider abandoning the purple.
What?
Now let me tell you what, guys, I've had the purple for like 15 years. So what is it that is so dramatic that actually is causing me to make an entire shift in our brand? That's what we're going to dive into. I'm going to share all the steps, the research that we went through, why and exactly how we are rebranding and how we're pushing it out. So join me, let's dive in and get to some good information about branding strategy using our own business as an example. So I have owned my business for more than 20 years, since I'm just sharing all of the things here. The original name of my business and the one that the government has on file as my LLC, blah, 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 is Kane & Associates LLC. Now, Kane is my maiden name. Associates, at the time I established my business, were just my cats and me, and of course LLC, right? I realized that in running a marketing business, a creative business, that it sounded an awful lot like a lawyer's name, which, funny story. Okay, I live in Boise, found out that there is another actual lawyer's firm called Kane & Associates, and I'm like, this is not gonna work. Not gonna work for marketing at all. So I wanted to come up with a name of a business that sounded both fun and inventive and kind of described what we do. And I was stuck. You know how it is when you're trying to like come up with a name? Actually, I was on a retreat. I was at a marketing conference, and this has been a really long time ago, but Mark Summers, it was an Infusionsoft conference. We were totally going through, digging through like business basics and things like that. And that's when I was like, man, I really need a different name. So it came to me in the middle of the night because I'm a huge Formula One race car fan and I watch all the F1 races. You've probably heard me talk about them on here because it's kind of my life and it's the only sports ball that I actually like pay attention to. And in fact, I'm very much into cars as well. If you watch some of the early episodes, you can see we film these in the shop. My husband and I actually met drag racing and we're both very into cars, although he has taken it much further and I have let most of that information fall off my brain. Okay, I'm totally derailing. So what happened is there was an F1 race that weekend that I was not watching because I wanted to watch it with my husband. I was thinking about F1 and had it on the brain. And I was like, okay, but what we do is we help people with marketing. Like we have these systems and we do done for you services, right? And it just kind of ended up clicking. I'm like, oh yeah, we have like the marketing formula and it's done for you. And it ties totally into Formula One. So Formula Done, that's where Formula Done brand was born. And I designed up the logo and I wanted it to be kind of F1-esque. So it still had that sort of like racy movement inspired kind of thing, but still had a very catchy name. And I tell you what, the name of the business has been something that people have talked about for years and years, is how much they love that name. because it just sticks, right? So as soon as I came up with it, I literally was buying my domain in the middle of the night. I'm like, .com, .us, .net, all the things. I want all of them, right? So bought that, came up with the logo, and I'm like, well, what colors do we do? And I just grabbed, okay, shocker of all shockers, my favorite color is purple, right? So I'm like, well, I gotta find a way to work purple into this. And then the original color of the Kane & Associates logo was green. It was like a green blobby kind of thing. So I was like, I'll just kind of merge the two of those together and make it purple and green. Awesome. And then I'm like, I have some pretty bright colors. So I picked some other secondary colors to kind of go along. So for literally about 15 years, I've had the same style guide, which was kind of a reddish purple, very bright, vibrant green. And then we added in a bright pink, bright orange, and kind of a royal blue, and then like a turquoisey kind of color. So those are the colors that we operated on. So when we came out with new programs like this, the Content Toolbox, I would just go kind of grab some of the other colors and be like, all right, you know, this is all sort of in the same family, and they all kind of go together. And that has been my brand. Now, I've told you guys this before, that I fully believe that the universe has to hit me over the head like 3 times before I actually listen. And truth be told, that's happened this time as well. So just even in this last year, I was in Catherine's program and she's like, hey, we got to pay attention to brand colors and fonts and all that. And I'm like, psh, got this. Then talking with another friend, Elaine Gibson, who runs an amazing health journey, total tangent, but awesome program. So Elaine and I were talking about branding and she's like, oh, you should go check out this branding personality thing. And I'm like, yeah, I'll go take it. I didn't. And then I went and took it later. I'm like, oh, yeah, that kind of doesn't match up. And then here was the third straw that really kind of hit. So I joined Catherine's Sunroom sessions because I'm going to go be around other business people, right? And this was an opportunity for a very small, you know, like 12-person kind of mastermind, very intimate setting. But one of the things that we did there was an exercise that I've literally never done before. It was called a roundtable exercise. And I'm like, I know roundtables, no problem. I didn't know the way she was doing this. It was very cool. So we took on our notebooks and we wrote down what our program name is, who we serve, and what we do. And then we took those notebooks and we passed them around to all the other participants. And so we had those 90 seconds in our laptop and we had to go search for colors and logos that we would expect to see when searching for that brand. And super fun experience because you literally have to like see that and what's my initial gut reaction and then go find something that kind of related to that. And here's what came back. Every single person that looked at my brand and came back with some suggestions, not a single one of them had any kind of squirrely font or like soft approach or even soft colors. Not a single one had purple. And they all knew that I'm there with purple hair, right? What instead I got back were a lot of things with like very hard, strong lines forward and very strong, bold colors, like the DHL logo. That one came back as an example. You know, like black, grays, very strong, movement oriented, and highly strong colors. And I'm like, this is interesting. And then as we're talking about it, the idea, if you speak to both females and males that you're working with, your brand should overall kind of steer towards or skew towards the masculine side. I was like, this is very interesting to get that much like instant feedback back from people. Really, that was kind of the final straw that I went, all right, universe, 3 times, knocking 3 times, got it. So I realized that it was at least worth looking at what it is that a rebrand would be, what it would look like in our company, and if we needed it. So I started doing some research, and when you look online, like there's a lot of, oh, rebranding examples, and they're using like Coca-Cola and Nike and Wayfair, like these giant conglomerates, right, as the examples. And I'm like, yeah, that's not me. I mean, it kind of is, like still business practices are the same, but I'm not in the same league as Nike, and I will be totally happy to just say that. So one of the articles that I really ended up honing in on was an article from, shocker, Neil Patel, because you know I love me some Neil Patel, right? And so I went and was doing a bunch of research and saying, okay, what are the reasons, right and wrong reasons, what do I need to do? And it turns out that The Formula Dumb logo, it represents me. It represents a passion that I have relating back to Formula One racing. The actual lines of the logo itself are super strong and bold and straightforward and all the things that people were expecting to see. But where we were lacking is, if you go look at our social feed, we introduced a softer font, kind of a more cursive-y, soft, squirrely kind of font. And it was a lot of fun. But turns out that was sending the wrong message. And I just really, once I realized how much color plays into your brand and those split second decisions when somebody sees your website or sees a program with your logo on it or just your, like, your branding. And I'm saying branding as in logo, but branding is really, it's your messaging, it's your overall look, and it's your logo and colors, right? It's that consistency, that consistent message. And we've had a really consistent message, but it turns out that having all of these different colors was actually weakening our brand down. So that's what I want to share with you is I'm actually just going to kind of dive into walking through the research steps that we did and how we decided to shift our colors so that everything kind of is in alignment with both our customers and what we serve and what we do, and also just, you know, my own passion. So, all right, let's dive in. So what we did was we dove into research about what brand colors, messaging, consistency, look and feel, like, what are those things like? So first thing we did is we went and looked at similar brands. What are other similar brands similar to us? And then what are other, like, really large, nationally recognized brands that cater to both men and women? And so I literally had my team go through and say, all right, go find some that are similar to us, and then go look at some of your own favorite brands that you know cater to both men and women. So we all came back with some research, and one of the ones that really just kept standing out to me, because whenever I travel, I have totally fallen into the, like, I'm gonna stick with loyalty points kind of thing. So I always fly on Delta Airlines. And so the Delta logo is really strong. And they went through a rebrand a while ago and they came out with this really strong blue and very deep, rich red. And it feels luxurious. And I urge you to do the same thing. Like, go look at a lot of the brands that you really like and see what are the things that, like, you're really drawn to. And you'll start to see patterns. It's kind of a fun experiment to do, right? So we did that. And then we also went and researched color psychology and font psychology. And what do men and women expect to see when they go to a website or they see something online? So we pulled all of that together and realized that we definitely need to stick with a brand that is strong and has those strong, bold lines. We loved the Formula Dumb logo. Like, that one totally works. Our content activation logo totally works in terms of the shapes, but not the colors. We also realized that the fonts, where we had started bringing in the squirrely font and the additional fonts and stuff, like, we just need to narrow them down. And it's funny, it's kind of like when you're trying to niche down and decide on, this is what I'm doing and this is my niche, this is who I serve, and I'm not going beyond this. There's a moment or more of that, like, panic that sort of hits you where you're like, but what if I'm cutting out the wrong people, right? And I realized that we had kind of done the same thing in our branding along the way. So I was like, oh yeah, these are all colors as part of the family, right? And yeah, this font, you know, we could really use something to soften this up or whatever. So we actually had brought on more colors and fonts through the years. And what happened is, instead of making our brand stronger, it actually was pulling it apart. Okay, so I'm going to share these references because I think that this is so important and just was really hugely impactful to me. So 84.7% of consumers cite color as the primary reason that they buy a particular product. That's a big deal, right? So when looking to buy, 93% of consumers look at the visual appearance of whatever the product is that they're buying. So there is, and especially now, we've talked about this, there's so much energy and there's so much attention online. You literally get this split second for people to make a decision. And so we said, okay, if we're doing this, what does our split second rationale look like to our potential customers? Now, our Formula Done website is really not in fantastic shape. has 10-year-old information, and we're working on actually revamping it. And what has happened in the meantime is I wanted a consistent brand name for our social profiles where I could kind of be more me. So we came up with the Virtual Jen, because it's not me, it's me virtually, right? So here's what's happened over the last little bit. I've gotten on several different networking calls, and I have Jen Neal and the Virtual Jen right on there so that people can see, like, that's our main site, that's where our blog is, all of our information. And so people are getting on and they're like, oh, so you do VA services? I'm like, no, I don't do VA services. And they're like, oh, well, I see virtual in your name. I'm like, oh. Our messaging for the brand, what people are seeing and experiencing with the Virtual Jen, in their heads, they're hearing virtual admin, like virtual services, right? And so that's what they equated to. So I'm like, ooh, messaging is wrong there. And the other thing is the Virtual Jen website, when we did that one, we're like, oh, let's throw some color in here. I don't want to be known as like all purple all the time, right? So we picked the pink color because that was the one that we had on the content toolbox. So we just kind of branded everything there. So now when you go to the Virtual Jen website, it's 90% pink with accents of orange and blue and purple. And so I was like, So when people go to our site, they're seeing the Virtual Jen, so virtual, the wrong meaning, and they're seeing a whole bunch of pink and some squirrely kind of fonts in there. I'm like, it looks like we are catering only to women. Like, really? you can't lean more to the feminine side than what we had done inadvertently. So after looking at some of these stats here on how important color is to web design and overall branding and the initial look, right? So we said, okay, if we're going to change the colors, like, we agree that we can keep the same logos, but we want to switch up the colors. We can agree that the Virtual Jen needs to die, not the real Jen, but the Virtual Jen. So we said, okay, how are we going to kind of change this out? So basically, we decided that we're going to replace the Virtual Jen with content activation, because that's what we do. And we're going to focus heavily on Formula Done as our main brand, because it is our main brand. And it's completely in alignment with both me and my values and what we do. And it's a highly memorable kind of brand, right? So messaging, that's where we decided we had to clean up our messaging. Now, in terms of colors, here's what we did. I didn't want to make a decision not based off of data. So in terms of the favorite colors of both men and women, when you look at the two of those side by side, women definitely seem to like more soft kind of colors. Men seem to like the more darker kind of colors. The universal favorite is blue. The least favorite was like brown and green. And I'm like, okay, so we're kind of failing on all of these so far. And the reasoning behind it is that literally it comes down to science. And this is what I loved in reading this article here from VMG Studios, is there are actually like physical, so men get the one chromosome, right? And women get two, and it actually changes the colors, the wavelengths that our eyes can see. And so men actually resonate more with these deeper colors because it's like what they can see easier. And so because of that, when you compare the least favorite colors for men versus women, universally the least favorite colors were orange and brown. And the biggest discrepancy between least favorite colors was purple. Leaning towards, men generally are not big fans of purple. Women are. Not all the way though. So I was like, man, how can I keep my purple? Because vanity, I'm like, I want to keep my purple in. But that's the wrong reason. So I said, if we're actually going to be really looking at what are the colors that represent us and also represent our clientele, and if we're shifting, I need to take my own personal preference out of it. So what we did was we went and looked at color meanings. So there's like a color emotion guide, which is a lot of fun, and kind of shows like what these core colors sort of convey immediately. And so we looked at that from a meaning standpoint, and we compared that to our core values and to how we're helping people and to our target avatar, and actually just really focused on what is it that our customers would expect to see or potential prospects would expect to see when first being introduced to our brand. So we went through a lot of different color theory, and where we landed was that we are going to lead with blue. This is on Neil Patel's blog on his website, Color Schemes, which we'll include the link. So 100 of the most valuable brand logos and colors, blue and black were the absolute top colors on this. And 51% of most brands, they only feature one color. So maybe it's like black, shades of black, and one color, instead of like actually featuring two different colors. So it's like this monochrome type thing. So I really kind of went back and looked at all of the logos that we had gathered up as a team and said, these are our favorite brands. And sure enough, when you look at them, the really strong logos are those that are like monochromatic versus those that have a whole lot more color involved. So we decided to go ahead and make our core logos monochromatic. So they were going to be black and gray, or like black and shades of black, right? I won't say shades of gray. Well, I just did, but you know. So some sort of neutral black tones and one color. And so what was that one color going to be? Well, then we went and looked at, aside from the color meanings, we really compared what are the favorite colors between men and women and where are those overlaps. And so where we landed is back to some really primary colors. So blue, green, and red. Then we got to have a little bit of fun and kind of play with this. So we knew that we wanted to take the colors too, because of leaning towards a male focused brand. We knew we wanted to take the colors to like a deeper, richer, not as bright. We want them to just be kind of like really highly saturated, very strong, rich royal colors, right? With that, in picking the blue, I'm like, all right, can we pick a blue that is so blue, but it's like just tipping on the edge of purple? Because then I can still get away with using my entire purple wardrobe, which, you know, I have a ton of. So I'm like, all right, how can we get that like just right on the edge? And funny enough, I ended up having a couple of articles of clothing. So that's what this new brand is here. And that's why you're seeing some blue in the background. We have a blue gels lighting up my gray color backdrop. So blue being our new main overall brand, that is the color that is going to go in Formula Done and represent our brand as a whole. And we also have programs that fall under content activation. And we also have programs and things that fall under the content toolbox. So the content toolbox, we decided previously was pink and orange. So we decided to shift that one to our red. Plus, in terms of talking about a toolbox, what do you think about is the big red chrome toolbox? So that one kind of made a lot of sense. And then our content activation, we went with green and black there. So the colors that we chose, highly based off of the research that we did and who we want to reach. And then also slid a little bit of personal preference in there, still fitting within our confines, right? So a blue that tips the edge to purple, and then the green. And I will tell you that the green we landed on came from a derivation of British Racing Green, because British Racing Green, Formula One, like it's just a lot of fun. But we really wanted all these colors that kind of went together. So we ended up redesigning these colors into our logos. And this was absolutely shocking to me. So I did it as an experiment. And I said, all right, I'm going to put together on one page all of our old company logos and all of our new logos. Like, here's our old brand and here's our new brand. I tell you what, when I stacked them up next to each other, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is instantly so much more credible of a brand, has more authority, it feels stronger, it feels more cohesive. All of those things just totally fell in line once we did our research and kind of stuck to our guns, right? So tell me what you guys think. Before and after. Super big difference, right? So that's exactly how we decided to kill the squirrely font, kill the purple, and go with colors that are going to represent both our audience as well as what we do and how we serve people. So Then came, how are we going to implement this and make the change and launch it and roll it out? So, color me curious, color me purple curious. How have you guys decided on your brand in terms of messaging, look, colors, fonts? And have you gone through this process? Because I operated my business for nearly 15 years, not having gone through this research. And now that we have, I am so excited to be moving forward with like a much stronger, more cohesive, consistent brand when I really thought that I had it nailed before. So I'm curious, any of the steps that you guys have gone through or how you arrived at your current brand, love to hear what your process was or if any of this has opened up your eyes in terms of possibly making a rebranding shift. Super curious, add it in the comments below, love to hear. And of course, make sure you like the video, add your comments, can't wait to hear it. All right, so let's finish this up. How are we moving forward then with this rebrand? So what we've done is only a partial rebrand because we aren't changing the name of our business. We aren't changing the name of our programs. We aren't even changing the overall design of our logos. However, we are changing the overall look and feel. So, you know, background elements and things that we used to use on social or on our website, like we had these sort of like organic bluey kinds of shapes and obviously the colors. So all those things are gone and every shape and thing that we use now is designed to make you think of movement, very strong, bold marks, and we're incorporating a little bit of some grungy elements, partly because one, racing, and partly because it's a fun way to still create, I think, strong lines and movement-esque kinds of lines without everything feeling just super black and white and like really hard cut, right? It's a way to kind of soften those edges without softening the overall look, if that makes sense. So obviously we started with our logos to determine the colors and kind of how our programs are going to fall out. In reworking our logos, what we did decide is to redesign the program logos. So as part of Formula Done, we have Done For You services. We have where we do some SEO optimized authority websites. We have launch programs where we will run our content activation, organic and paid traffic strategy for launches or to create evergreen leads. So we have a couple of different programs that are done for you. We're going to take your content, repurpose it, and create all that stuff and run ads. And then we also have some courses that are not done for you, but more do-it-yourself kind of programs. And those programs fall all under the content activation methodology. And so we decided that our courses, any of the DIY programs, will actually fall under the green branding. And then any live events or workshops or things like that that we do will fall under the content toolbox, sort of done with you, engaged, here we are. So not only do we have consistent colors and fonts and messaging, but now we know where to put new programs. So we know automatically what color scheme they're going to fall into. And we know kind of the look and feel of what each of those logos are going to be. So that became a much tighter thing. So we started with our logos first. And then in order to determine the rest of the look, we have gone back and we're starting to rework some of the graphics that we're using for our social media channels. Because remember, we're killing the virtual gen channel, turning it into content activation. And so we need to make a transition on those channels to our new brand color, our new look, our tweaked messaging, and really just make sure that that still looks super cohesive. So we had to come up with how are we going to roll that out on social and how are we making that transition from the old look to the new look so it still makes sense. And so we figured that one of the best ways to do that would be right here on this podcast. So listening here, the content toolbox. And if you're watching on YouTube, introducing here and showing like, here's our new color, right? Colors. And really kind of making this like, hey, we're rebranding. Come along with us. Now that's where we're starting. The next thing that we will be working on is redesigning our website. And I told you guys that the Formula Done website super sucks. It really does. It's 10 years old. So the Virtual Gen website is actually going to become the Formula Done website. New look and feel, same awesome content. So we don't have to change out our content because our content messaging in terms of what we're doing and how we're helping customers, that has been consistent the whole time. And that works no matter what the look and feel looks like. So we're just changing the look and feel. So social first, podcast, website, and then we'll be moving on to rebrand all of our opt-ins and giveaways and market all of our extra marketing collateral and things like that. So that's the process that we're doing. And it's okay that it's taking a while for it to happen, because rolling out a rebrand, I mean, we're not even changing our name. Sometimes a rebrand includes a name change and a complete new logo. So when you're making a rebrand, just look at Facebook and Meta. They announced that and they're still changing things over. They're doing a little bit slowly, right? Because it takes a while for your customers to kind of like readopt and re-equate that for your existing people. So you want to make sure that you're not losing anybody along the way and letting them know up front, hey, we're rebranding. I'm killing purple, right? Why would I do that? Anybody who knows me would be like, wait, what? And bringing you along on this journey of what we're doing is, I think, going to be a much better way of kind of rolling this whole thing out. And I would love to hear from you guys what you think, your vote in terms of old logos, new logos, I'll put it back up again, which is a stronger brand? Because I feel like we're making the right move. Love to hear your feedback. So that is our process of how we decided that we kind of had an epic fail in our brand, right? And how we went through the research and how I ultimately decided that it was necessary to kill the purple. But don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Like, blue verging on purple, I think I can get away with it, right? Hey, if you want to check out this process as it's going, go to the Virtual Gen website, which will soon become the Formula Done website. Follow along here on our channel. Make sure that you subscribe, ding, 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 and like this video. And can't wait to hear what you guys think as we roll this new rebrand out over the next several months. So awesome. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you on the next episode.